I think some of the things we should be looking at is that, for example, as you well know, there will be discussion on the progress, on the preparation for the deployment of the African-led international support mission in Mali, which I think will be delivered by the chairman of the Committee of Chiefs of Defense. And then there will also be briefings by the representative of the Mediate or himself, His Excellency Blaise Compaoré, President of Burkina Faso and the ECOWAS Mediator. Also, the His Excellency the Vice President of the Republic of Nigeria and the Associate Mediator. These are the people, as well as the chairman, will be giving the various mediation efforts, and then see the two. As I've rightly said, they will be looking at both the political aspect, which is the mediation process that ECOWAS has been doing, and at the same time, they will be looking at the situation in Guinea-Bissau. It's not much of a concern again, but however, it's part of the area that they will be discussing on.
Specifically with Mali, do you think ECOWAS has moved fast enough to help deal with the situation there?
Right from the onset, we've been using two-pronged approach. Even the fact that, you know, Mali is a complex situation. Mali is situated between West Africa, ECOWAS, and at the same time, they are a member of Maghreb. So whoever expects a sort of deployment before now is not being fair to ECOWAS, even that right from the onset, as I've already said, ECOWAS continue to pursue a two-pronged approach to the Malian crisis. One, I said, to find a peaceful solution to the rebellion through dialogue, which has been facilitated by the ECOWAS team, headed by the mediator, His Excellency Compaoré. And on the other hand, we also intensify diplomatic efforts to build international consensus on the situation and the planning process for the deployment of the stabilization, which culminated into UN Security Council 2071, and then later on Security Council 2085 on the 28th of December, which was finally agreed to. So, inevitably, ECOWAS cannot just deploy because we are acting under Chapter 7. This is like an offensive. It's not the normal peacekeeping procedure. So people should not be crucifying ECOWAS as if there should be consultation. If you look at 2071, what 2071 is building on, that we should try in as much as possible to use diplomatic means as well as dialogue with the people as they're doing. And if you recall, we would have had the mediator will have had a dialogue on the text, but if not for the rebels that they are coming towards Bamako, that would have been a softer story right now.
Dr. Ajibewa, will heads of state and ECOWAS look at the way forward after these separatists or Islamists are defeated to building a stronger government in Mali to administer or govern the country?
Yeah, as I've said, you know, I told you, as the military dimension is going, the political dimension is also going. If you look at the resolution, it also talk about making sure that the Malian Defense Force are equipped, are trained, as well as one of the resolutions which we're looking forward to here, that there should be consensus, negotiation between all the factions over there, and that even the Prime Minister has been extending the invitation to other people so that at least a consensus could be built. And against that background, as the military is going on, we're also planning to have a sort of a consolidated democracy there, especially strengthening the state institutions such as the National Electoral Commission, Human Rights Commission, as well as other. And when you look at it, it's just like starting it again, to build it again, which has led to what I call the consensus or sort of coordination between the UN, EU, and ECOWAS.